Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 10. In the previous chapters, we saw various details on foreign exchange management, including the risk management. In this chapter, we are going to go one step ahead and understand more details about foreign exchange contracts. Now, why does a foreign exchange contract requirements arise? Let's take with certain example. The foreign exchange market is volatile. The rates are changing minute by minute. And when it comes to making payments, you are not sure about what rate it would be in the future. Whether you are an exporter, you are going to receive the proceeds in foreign currency, or you are an importer, you are going to make payments in foreign currency. In both scenarios, if you have to face the loss because of the fluctuations in the foreign exchange rates, then it can totally wipe out the profits that you had anticipated in a foreign exchange transaction or in your business. And hence, to safeguard against such risk, when it comes to exports, if you want to receive the proceeds at a particular foreign exchange rate, then you enter into a forward contract by which the rate is locked and you receive the proceeds as per the desired rates. When it comes to import, you open a letter of credit into which you commit a payment at a certain rate. So irrespective of whatever the rates happening in the future, the payment is done on a particular rate. So in both scenarios, whether it's an export or an import, foreign exchange contract acts like an insurance cover. It locks your rate. It protects you from the volatility in the market. So friends, these foreign exchange contracts have various terms and conditions. Like when we talk in terms of business, especially exports and imports, every time, everything that is expected may not come on time. There can be delays, there can be extensions, there can be early deliveries also. So all these scenarios are considered and put into some contractual terms and conditions in a foreign exchange contract so that there is an absolute clarity in dealing with foreign exchange and in turn doing your business well. So in this chapter, we are going to understand the foreign exchange contracts and its features. We are going to identify various exchange control aspects as well as describe the various situations can arise due to the forward contracts like early delivery, extensions, and even cancellations of forward contracts. So let's begin with and understand what is a foreign exchange contract. A foreign exchange contract is very important to remember, especially when the exchange rates are constantly moving. And when the exchange rates are constantly moving, the risk because of the rate moving as the time increases is tremendous. The manner in which the foreign currency amount can be crystallized is by entering into a forward exchange contract. What happens in a forward exchange contract? Specifically, the rate is predetermined. Specifically, the amount is predetermined. Specifically, the manner of delivery is predetermined. And even though there is no exchange of currency happening immediately on the settlement date, the predetermined rate, the predetermined amount, the manner of delivery is crystallized on the basis of a foreign exchange contract. A foreign exchange contract can be defined as a contract entered into by a bank with its customer or another bank for an exchange transaction to be put through at a future date at an agreed rate of exchange. So it's a beautiful way of hedging against risk of the volatility of the change in the exchange rates happening minute by minute, especially now and in the future. What are the benefits of foreign exchange contracts? Number one benefit is you get protection against the fluctuations of the exchange rate. Number two benefit is you lock the rate today and you actually settle at the locked rate irrespective of the changes happening in the future. The rate of exchange to be applied in the forward exchange transaction is fixed. The rate of exchange is agreed upon at the time of entering into it, and it doesn't matter later what the rate is. Exchange of currencies has to take place at some future date and not immediately once the contract is executed. Another benefit is to the seller. The seller agrees to deliver the locked currency rate and the buyer agrees to take certified amount at the stated currency. No money passes between the two parties until the agreed future date. So you are very clear about what amount you need to exchange at what time and what date. Bank frees the customer from the risk of foreign exchange as well as the bank frees itself, because no bank would take risk on its own. The moment it books a transaction for a customer, it automatically or it simultaneously books a squaring of transactions so that it won't be suffering any loss because of risk arising out of the fluctuations in the rates of foreign exchange. As I said before, a foreign exchange contract is a kind of insurance cover. And why do we say it's a kind of insurance cover? Just like an insurance protects against the risk of loss due to an asset, the foreign exchange contract covers risk resulting from fluctuations in the rates of exchange and the consequential losses. Not only the risk and the losses are controlled, whatever planning that is made for the cash flows, the businessman gets it, and with that comes the optimization of cost and the yields through a consistent and conservative policies having agreed to the quantified expectations, the vulnerability of a company to adverse exchange rate movements, avoidance of unpleasant surprises through hedging and a safety first approach, and predictability of the future. So on one side, the expectations are fulfilled, the profits are generated based on the expectations. On the other side, the costs are controlled. You don't have to incur heavy costs because of the adverse exchange rates. You don't have to face any unpleasant surprises that are happening because of certain events which could impact the foreign exchange rates. And the best part of it, you do hedging by applying the safety first approach. And because of hedging, you not only enter into one transaction, you simultaneously enter into a squaring of transactions. So you don't have to suffer the risk because of the one-sided transactions. And no unpredictability of future can impact your financial transaction. So overall, it results into optimization of cost as well as yields through a consistent and conservative policy in the foreign exchange contract. Now, under a forward contract, what are the things that are determined or fixed? The first thing that is fixed is the rate of exchange. The second thing is the date of delivery. The third thing is the actual amount of foreign currency. It can be less than the contract, but it cannot exceed. And there can be no provision for excess delivery in the contract. So these are the basic components of a foreign exchange contract. Let us go through it one by one. First, the contract amount. The contract amount must be for a fixed and a definite amount, which brings down the uncertainty about how much obligation is going to be incurred in the future. The parties must be two parties, one of whom is a bank. Like when we see the transactions in foreign exchange are routed to the bank, the reputation, integrity and reliability is on the higher side. The other side or the other party could be an importer or an exporter, which reposes a confidence in the bank, and the bank acts as a sort of counterparty to either the exporter or exporter. This brings down to the fulfillment obligations by the importer or the exporter, that is the other party. But from the bank's point of view, bank becomes the most important party to a foreign exchange contract. The rate at which a contract is concluded must be mentioned, and that brings a locking of rate. Once the rate is locked, rest assured, the parties involved are not bothered about the fluctuations that can happen in the future. The place of delivery assumed that a foreign exchange will be delivered or paid for the bank at the place identified. So bank uses various channels. We saw the different transfers. The most common is the SWIFT. Mode of delivery, the manner of foreign exchange will be delivered, should also be mentioned. So all these details are specifically included in a foreign exchange contract, which brings in seamless implementation of all the action points that are specified in the contract. So what is the bank's strategy? Since the bank is the most important party to the foreign exchange contract, banker cannot take undue risk. So what does a bank do? Bank will normally cover every foreign exchange contract with a customer by means of another contract, either locally or in the international markets, so that they ensure that they are backed up by a counter transaction or a counter contract, so to provide protect them against the fluctuations in the exchange rate. For example, if it does a buy transaction on behalf of a customer, it will have simultaneously sell transactions, and both get squared off at those locked-in rates. A forward exchange contracts are a means by which bank frees the customer and itself from the risk arising out of fluctuations in the rates of exchanges we already discussed in the previous slides. Now let us understand what are included in a forward purchase contract and a forward sales contract, especially in export of goods, export of services, and purchase of foreign currency, wherein the foreign currency is going to come in. Forward purchase contract, the rates at which the conversion of foreign currency into Indian local currency is fixed. Similarly, in case of forward sale contracts, where the money outgo happens, especially in case of import of goods, repayment of foreign currency loans, remittance of foreign currency, the rate at which the money will go out, foreign currency will go out, is also fixed. So these are beautiful examples or categorized classifications of the forward purchase contract and the forward sales contract. Now let us look at the salient features of a forward contract. As we have seen, exchange rates are fixed, maturity is fixed, and once a forward contract is entered into, neither party can benefit. If the spot rate or maturity is more favorable, the contract rate is binding. Just like it cannot benefit, it also cannot suffer a loss because the rate is fixed. If the last day of the maturity happens to be a Sunday or a public holiday, the contract matures the day early. This we have seen in the value date examples. And there is no provision for excess delivery in the forward exchange contract. It has to be up to the amount that is mentioned in the contract. Now let's look at the exchange control aspects. In countries where the restrictions in foreign exchange transactions exist, especially in India, it is necessary for the bank, before booking a merchant contract, to ensure that a booking of the forward contract is in accordance with the exchange control regulation in force. As you are aware, India is on 100% current account convertibility, whereas it is not yet in capital account. So based on the exchange control regulations, the banker has to ensure that whatever the transactions are booked under the forward exchange contract are in sync with the exchange control aspects in that country. Certain basic requirements relating to sale and purchase transactions, cover imports and exports, are to be looked into specifically. Any violation could be detrimental to the interests of both the banks as well as the merchants. So both the banks and merchants should be aware of this policy and the extension control has to be complied very, very prominently. Now let's look at the credit risk or exposure in a forward contract. The bank will be booking a forward contract with the customer and hence runs the risk in case the customer does not honor. We have seen the settlement risk or the credit risk, and this commitment of not honoring can make the banks to suffer. So the banks, before entering into a forward contract, would therefore assess the party in whose favor the forward contract is going to be booked. It will not give such facility to any customer, but to the customer whose integrity has been tested, whose reputation has been tested, on whom they repose confidence that they will comply or fulfill their settlement obligations. Once a forward contract is concluded between the banks and the customer, it must be eventually carried through. And hence the facility of booking a forward contract is extended by banks only to those customers who have sanctioned limits for booking of forward contracts. And hence every bank has a specific process of appraising such foreign exchange exposure. Now, how to book a contract? In trade transactions, a forward contract should be entered into on the basis of a letter of credit. What is a letter of credit? Letter of credit is simply an assurance given by the importer's bank to make the payment as per the letter of credit to the exporting bank, which in turn will go, the proceeds go to the exporter. The currency the contract is booked should be currency in which the letter of credit or the base document is denominated. And this particulars in the letter of credit will obviously be on the basis of the invoice actually produced by the exporter to the importer. The contract should not normally exceed the amount of letter of credit or the base document. And it is also possible to book forward contracts on the basis of anticipated foreign exchange commitments, as these are really an instrument to hedge against the foreign exchange volatility. Now, when we talk in terms of rate fixation under the foreign exchange contracts, the rate of exchange fixed under the contract is an outright forward quotation inclusive of the premium or the discount. Irrespective of whether maybe the spot rate or the exchange rate premium or the future rate, the outright transaction is a single forward transaction. Outright transaction can be also in hedge. If they lack a commercial or financial background, they are called speculative transactions. So rate fixation under forward exchange contract is a very important aspect, and whether it's a spot or a future, the outright transaction should be a single forward transaction. It helps to hedge. It helps to fulfill the commitment. Next, we look into the fixed date forwards. If a foreign exchange is to be delivered at a fixed date, it is known as a fixed date contract. And these are used extensively in the foreign exchange market. They are ideal for hedging certain future cash flows, such as the dividends and interest receipts. And these are more useful when we know there are certain fixed things that are going to happening. In such scenarios, the fixed date forwards are very useful. We also have a forward which is known as option dated forward. Now, what are option dated forward? Option dated forward contracts allows the buyer to buy or sell foreign currency for delivery during a specified period in future or any time during the option period. This is specifically useful for businesses because they cannot have a fixed day of doing a process. This can go little here and there, and this is where the option forward dated forwards are very useful. It is a buyer's option when the delivery should take place. Delivery can be taken on one day, or a number of partial deliveries can be made throughout the option period based on the situations and the circumstances of the business cycle flows that are happening related with these foreign currency transactions. At the time of contract is entered into, the first and the last date for delivering the foreign exchange should be stated, and this is fixed specifically in an option dated forward. However, by the last date of the option period, the full delivery is required. So these are very important aspects of the options dated forwards. Why are options dated forward important? As the actual date of shipment is uncertain, customers often request options in the period of delivery. On each delivery, the buyer receives an equivalent amount of counter country currency as determined by the exchange rate of the contracts. And that is the reason option dated forward becomes very useful, so that on each delivery, you actually are assured of a certain currency that goes to come with the part delivery. The option period is usually one calendar month, such as July 11 to August 10, October 2 to November 1, and the majority of options dated contract cover a period of 31 calendar days or less. So this gives more convenience to the parties involved in the foreign exchange transaction. Things to remember about option dated contract: the first and last dates of the contract must be valid business dates and must be stated in the contract. The minimum amount of delivery will be required. The notice of delivery in larger amount would usually be required. The forward points on the fixed rated forwards change as the end maturity date changes. Unless it is specifically stated in the contract to the contrary, the option of delivery lies with the customer, irrespective of whether it's a purchase or a sale contract. Delivery can be taken by the customer on any day during the option period as determined by the first and the last date of the delivery. And this is the beauty of an option dated contract. Now let us look at option of delivery. Option of delivery, very important, especially when the transaction is related with an import and export. Fixation of rates under foreign exchange contract becomes complicated because of the uncertainty on the date of payment of foreign trade import or export. The transactions may also not made on time because of various reasons such as changing business environment, changing market conditions. It can be because of liquidity issues. It can be because of mutual agreements, and hence option of delivery becomes very important. Delays in execution of order due to whatever reasons are liable to upset the calculations of exporters and importers. And because of this reason, most of the forward contracts, option delivery is allowed to the customer. And this option period is generally kept for a maximum period of 1 month. It can be from any date to any date, but it should not exceed 1 month. The first and the last dates of the delivery must be stated in the contract. The right to pick up the contract anytime during the delivery period is with the customer in case of a contract with the merchant. For a contract between two banks, the right of pickup rests with the buyer bank. The contract should be taken up on its maturity, and if the contracts are matured and are not taken up by the customer, they will automatically be cancelled on the 15th day from the date of maturity. We are also going to understand on the cancellation of the contracts and what is the procedure in the subsequent slides. But this is specifically when the contracts are matured and not taken up by the customer, they will automatically be cancelled on the 15th day from the date of the maturity. In arriving at the forward rate, it is best to remember the whole gates rule, which talks in respect of the forward purchase as well as the forward sales. When it is a forward purchase, if it is a discount, its rule is to deduct maximum discount latest period. If it is a premium, the rule is to add minimum period earliest period. Minimum premium earliest period. In case of a forward sale, when it's a discount, the rule is to deduct minimum discount earliest delivery. In case of a premium, the rule is to add maximum premium latest delivery. Options available before or at a maturity of a forward contract: to take delivery of a contract, to take early delivery, to extend the contract, and to cancel the contract. So these are the four important useful terms of a forward contract. You can take delivery, you can take early delivery, you can extend the contract. If required, you can also cancel the contract. Options available before at the maturity of a forward contract is an ideal option for the merchant to take delivery of the contract and the deal ends to complete satisfaction of the customer and the bank. This is the normal scenario. The other options to the customer can be furnished by the bank, subject to passing on the cost if incurred by the bank to the customer. So this is subject to the actual recovery of the cost that is involved because of some change in the contract. Now, the first instance is an early delivery. It's the option of the bank to accept or give early delivery. If the bank decides to accept or give early delivery, it will recover and pay the swap difference. The interest on the cash outlay is the difference between the rate at which the nearer leg of the swap is done and the contract or the cover rate. If the difference amount to the reduction in rupee inflows or increase in the outflow of rupees, it is assumed to be a rupee outlay by the bank. The bank in that case can charge interest at the minimum interest rates. If there is an inflow of funds, then the interest must be paid to the customer. So these are the basic rules of early delivery. A swap is defined as buying and selling of the same amount of foreign exchange for different value dates. If the bank accepts an early delivery under a forward purchase contract, the swap will be selling the exchange spot and buying it forward. The forward purchase will coincide with the cover undertaken earlier. On the other hand, if a bank accepts an early delivery under a forward sales contract, the swap will be to buy the spot to sell forward, and the sale will coincide with the original cover operations. Like there is a facility of early delivery, there can be also extension of forward contracts. The bank may extend a forward exchange contract provided the customer agrees to bear the cost of arranging a swap and the interest on the outlay of funds, if any. Extensions are made usually when the shipment is delayed, and this request must be made before or on the due date of the contract. The extension of a forward contract is at the bank's option, and at the time of extension, the bank has an opportunity to reassess the risk and impose any other conditions such as the cash margin, etc., as may appear necessary. A forward exchange contract could be extended at any time prior to, during, or after the delivery period stipulated in the contract. What are the rules regarding extension? In instances of the bank extending the contract at a customer's request, the bank may recover or pay the swap difference from or to the customer. In addition, interest on the outflow or inflow of the funds may be collected from paid to the customer. Banks at the time of extension may and will reassess the risk and exercise the option to determine the contract or impose other conditions. The extended contract will run at the original contracted rate. The decision to extend the contract is up to the bank. Now let us look at certain examples of forward purchase contracts. Like in case of a swap, you buy swap, sell forward, or buy forward, sell forward. When the currency is at premium, swap to be paid to the customer if it is in favor of the bank. If the currency does a discount, swap cost to be collected by the bank if swap is against the bank. And bank will recover the interest on cash outflows for the period of extension. In case of forward sale contract, in case of a swap, sell spot by forward or sell forward by forward. And if the currency is at a premium, swap will be against the banks and the charge procured from the clients. The currency is at a discount, the swap will favor the bank and must be paid to the customer. Interest on cash outlay will be recovered for the period of early delivery. Next, we move on to a very important type of forward contract, which is rollover. Customers may take foreign currency loans or import items on deferred payment, in which case it's difficult to ascertain the time of completion of the contract or the obligation, and hence the contract may require rollover. Payments are made in installments over a period of time. To protect against the interest rate fluctuations, customer would enter into forward contracts for different amounts to be remitted in the future, and this facility is provided in the rollover contract. The loans may be for 5 years or more, and it is difficult for banks to get cover for such a long period. And therefore, in such situations, banks enter into rollover forward contracts to cover the exchange risk. So rollover contracts are very, very important, especially when there is a deferred implementation and deferred payments are to be made. let's understand what exactly is a rollover forward contract. A rollover forward contract is defined as a contract where the forward exchange contract is initially booked for the total amounts to be repaid. As and when the installments fall due, it is paid by the customer in foreign currency at the rate fixed in the contract. The balance of the contract is rolled over till the due date of the next installments. So the contract remains intact and the payments happen periodically. This process continues till the entire liability is repaid. The customer pays the cost of extension and protects himself against the adverse spot exchange rates. So it's a beautiful arrangement for customers who are involved in deferred payments. And finally, we move on to the cancellation of forward contracts. This cancellation of forward contracts has to be done very carefully. It involves many impacts. It can have legal considerations. One has to look at the impact on the value of the contract. It can also have different aspects of what is going to happen after the cancellation. There are times when an exporter as an import or an importer may be forced to cancel a contract because of various liquidity issues. This could occur when the goods to be exported cannot be exported, or the goods to be imported are not shipped, or there may be delays in doing the shipping. Forward sales contracts are cancelled by the banks by recovering the difference between the forward selling rate fixed under the contract and the TD buying rate prevailing on the date of the contract and is desired to be cancelled. Forward purchase contracts are cancelled by the bank by recovering the difference between the forward buying rate fixed under the contract and the spot TD selling rate prevailing on the date of cancellation. What guidelines should be adhered when cancelling forward contracts? Number one, if the cancellation is at the request of the customer, the bank will recover or pay the difference between the contract rate and the rate at which the cancellation is effected. In the absence of any such instructions, as we have seen before, from the customer, contracts that are matured will automatically get cancelled on the 15th day from the date of maturity. If delivery takes place subsequently for automatic cancellation, the appropriate current rate prevailing at the date of delivery will be applied. And the cancellation has to be at the specific rates, like purchase contracts are to be cancelled at the contracting bank's spot TD selling rate current on the date of the cancellation. Sales contract are to be cancelled at the contracting bank's spot TD buying rate at the date of cancellation. And when the contract is cancelled before maturity, the appropriate forward TD rate is to be applied. So friends, with this, we reach to the conclusion of this chapter on forward exchange contracts. We have learned about various components of the forward exchange contracts, as well as various timelines and the happenings that could happen in a forward exchange contract, like early delivery, extension, rollover, and even cancellation. Forward exchange contracts are entered into to safeguard against the fluctuations of the foreign currency that has to be bought or sold. At the time of the contract is entered into, the amount of foreign currency to be bought, sold, the rate at which the transaction is to be taken place, and the time of delivery to be made must be specified. Since everything is predetermined, both the bank and the party gets protected by the fluctuations, and hence the forward exchange contract also acts as an insurance cover to both the parties, the customer as well as the bank. Delivery can be on the fixed date or at the customer's option during the period of time, and the delivery option is beneficial because of the complexity and uncertainty in the schedule of production and delivery or even shipping. At maturity, options available are to take delivery, to extend the contract, or even to cancel it. So with this, we complete a very important chapter on forward exchange contracts, and in the next chapters, we'll take this more details on the other aspects of foreign exchange management. Thank you very much.